This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Daryl's with us right now. Hello, D.
How
are you?
What's up, buddy?
Speaking of bad situations...
You? You're never a bad situation.
I might be.
You never know.
Yeah, you do never know. That's a fact. So it's obviously a bad time right now. You don't win this week. What happens with this team?
The same thing that's happened with this team the previous 5 weeks. The train just keeps rolling down the tracks.
Okay. I mean, the trade deadline's coming up. You'd be 1-5. Are you still playing for this season if you go 1-5?
Not if they're smart. Like, I would try and flip every piece on this team I could without compromising the core to assemble additional draft picks. Honestly, I'd still do it even if they found a way to win Sunday, because this team isn't going anywhere. Like, that's just plain as day. So, you know, in the next couple of weeks, I think that that's something that Andrew Berry would certainly be smart to do. And obviously, the number one name on that list would be Amari Cooper.
What do you think you could get for Amari Cooper?
I don't know.
Just shot late
round pick.
What?
Yeah, late round pick. Mid to late round pick.
I would think if you could get a fourth, you'd be giddy.
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of what I'm thinking there.
Okay.
Because, again, it's what you do is because they already have some extra picks next year, but, like, you want to compile those extra picks so you can package them maybe to move up in a draft next year and get a better player or two. So that's just, like, the way I – think about approaching it from a roster management standpoint. I'm thinking if you could get a four for Amari, that would be worth exploring.
But that to me, Daryl, and tell me if I'm wrong, I don't value later round picks that much. And I know, you know, you try to accumulate as many and then you can package and move up and everything else. And if he's not coming back next year, you know, he's a free agent, I get it. You should probably try and get everything you can. But anybody who might
be... If you're Amari Cooper right now, Jeff, would you even think about coming back next year?
No, I wouldn't, Daryl. And clearly the team made it clear to him they don't want him back because they didn't extend him. Correct?
Well, they didn't want him back at the price he wanted.
Right. Which to me, if you're the team, then you don't want a guy coming back at half of his price because he might not be happy. And if you're Amari, you might come in with a chip on your shoulder and blah, blah, blah. We We get all that. Would you move any pieces that you actually control contractually?
No. No, because, look, I mean, I still believe in the foundation that they have. It's just a shame that this talent that they have is playing like an expansion team or the 1-31 teams, right? Mm-hmm. That's the frustrating part of this. You know, the expansion team and the 1-31 teams had an excuse. There was no talent on those rosters. They were awful, right? There's a ton of talent on this roster, and, you know, the offense right now is just, in my view, just broken beyond repair. There's not anything that they can right now build upon, and that's frustrating, right? And that's why I asked Ken Dorsey today, like, where do you start? Everything's broke. Your quarterback's broke. Your protection's broke. Your running game's broke. Your passing game's broke. Your receivers are broke. Everything's broke. Like, where do you even begin to start to put Humpty Dumpty back together? Oh, by the way, you're 6 weeks into your season too, right? Like, this is week six. And if you couldn't put this offense together throughout an entire offseason and training camp, there is 0.0 chance that you're fixing this in the middle of a season when you have this many problems. I've used this analogy before. I'll use it again. At least defensively, you can say, hey, clean up the tackling a little bit, maybe tighten up a couple of coverage breakdowns a little bit. Everything's fine, right? On offense, it's, well, got to fix the pass protection, got to fix the run protection, got to fix the quarterback, got to fix the receivers and the quarterback being on the same page, got to fix the receivers actually catching the football when it does get thrown to them, got to fix the communication, got to fix the basics of, you know, knowing what personnel groupings are supposed to be on the field when they're supposed to be on the field. You've got to fix the other mental errors that come with that, right? Like, there's just, it is a laundry list of things that, like, they have to clean up, right? And, you know, another question I asked Ken Dorsey today was about those mental mistakes, which really were exposed in that third quarter first and goal situation in which they had to burn a timeout, had two penalties, too many people in the huddle, so they couldn't even go for it on fourth down when they wanted to go for it on fourth down. Like, those mental mistakes are inexcusable. That means you're not focused. That means you're not prepared. That means you're not coached well enough, whatever. Like, those are things that should not happen, and they are happening. And this is, again, not a young football team. You know, you're not teaching football 101 to a bunch of rookies here. This is a very experienced roster, an accomplished roster. And so when you're having football 101 problems with an experienced roster, that's a, you know, pretty poor reflection on the coaching staff. And, well, who's the guy that brought in the new offense this year? Ken Dorsey.
We're going to hear some of his comments coming up, Daryl, but how did he generally react?
And you enjoy that, Jeff.
Yeah, how did he generally react to things today?
Oh, goody.
The same. Right.
Which means what?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
The same thing you heard last week, and the week before, and the week before, and the week before.
The sky isn't falling.
The dry word salad.
Yeah. You know, listen. All I can tell you guys, salad. You know, is it. You know, it takes all 11 of us. You know, it's not just one person to blame. It takes all 11 of us. Oh. That was basically the message.
Oh,
and
no.
There's validity to it. Like, I mock it because it's it's funny to me, but like, there is validity to it. But it's like, how many weeks in a row can you say it takes all 11 of us, right? And nothing changes on the field. The same problems you had in week one are the same problems you're having in week five, right? And going into week six. So that's why I'm just kind of like, yeah, it is what it is, guys. There's, well, including Sunday, 12 more of these games to be played. And we'll see what happens over those 12 games. But I wish I could tell fans, like, there's a quick fix. And I'm not convinced that with this situation being what it is, guys, that there's a quick fix. Because if there was, I'm pretty sure Kevin Stefanski would have tried that already. You know what I mean?
The man who is never a dry word salad, Daryl Ryder, joining us on the Northwestern Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Nice.
All right, D, so I'm going to ask you the question that has been posed to us more times than you could possibly imagine in the phrasing that I think would best fit it, which is, you remember the scene.
Should Stephen Vogt have started who he did yesterday in game three? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That was earlier in the show, Daryl.
Which is the scene from Iron Man where Jeff Bridges looks at the poor scientist and yells, "Tony Stark built this in a cave." Kevin Stefanski built this with Joe Flacco coming off the recliner. Why can't we do that?
Because you have different players involved. I think that's the nicest way I can put it.
Works for me.
You have different players. I mean, that's the only explanation, right? Deshaun is clearly not comfortable. He clearly is not seeing what he should be seeing, and I'm sure that there's a bunch of mitigating factors for that. But look, you've been paying $46 million a year. At some point, you got to start looking like, you know, something that is an upgrade over Charlie Fry, Deshaun Kizer, PJ Walker. But you know what I mean? Like, at some point, you should look like you were an upgrade over what was here. And he looks worse than a lot of the guys that have come through here that are on that quarterback jersey, right? And I think that that's the heart of the problem. Yes, there are protection problems. Yes, there are mental errors. Yes, there have been some communication problems. But great players find ways to transcend those bumps in the road, right? And I think that Deshaun is struggling with the basics right now. So his natural God-given transcendent talent is unable to come through. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Quite a lot. Well done. It's like you're a writer or something.
All right, D. Jim Schwartz speaking later today. Enjoy that.
May the Schwartz be with you all.
Thank you very much.
And also with you. Wait, that's something else.
Got it. Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter. Thank you, D.
See you, buddy.
See you, guys.
He's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. He said Ken Dorsey's press conference was thrilling. We're going to find out for ourselves in a minute. We'll hear some comments from the Browns offensive coordinator next on Baskin and Phelps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.